Good morning. This is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Well, I'm so pleased that we have a new entrepreneur, author as our guest this week. Let me welcome Ms. Monica Duran to the program. Monica, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So I'm very excited to talk about your new ebook, which is called The Ultimate Entrepreneurial Life Skills Handbook. Yes. But before we jump into your book, if you could share with our audience a little bit about your experience and background.
Yeah. So first of all, hello to everyone. Thank you for your attention, for the opportunity to speak to you today about being an entrepreneur. I bring a really unique combination of a background, international, multicultural, a lot of local experience. I am a brand marketer, a strategic planner. The last 10 years of my life, I've focused really on shopper marketing. So I grew up in the advertising community in South America and here in the United States. And here in the United States, I did focus on a multicultural audience. So working for large Fortune 500 companies, helping them create shopper marketing programs, got some recognition from the industry, and really proud of the work that I did as an advertiser and a marketer, and really proud of the industry that I've been a part of for such a long time.
And that is great. And I believe we're speaking to you from Miami, Florida, correct?
Yes, I am based in Miami, Florida, which is probably one of the three or four hubs of multiculturalism in this country. But yes, I've been here in Miami for about 10 years. I was in California before that and Latin America before that. But I would say my career started in telecommunications, in manufacturing, a paper manufacturer, and it rolled into advertising, marketing, and then consumer product goods for these Fortune 500 companies. So I've been around the block a little bit.
That's a very nice walk. Thank you for taking us through that. So let's talk about your new ebook, The Ultimate Entrepreneurial Life Skills Handbook. Yeah. Before you jump into that, exactly where can folks obtain your book?
So my book can be downloaded from my Facebook fan page. If you go to Thrive with Monica online at Facebook and you go to the About section, there is a link there that says thrivewithmonica.com/ebook. You could also try it directly as that link. So it's thrivewithmonica.com/ebook or go to the Facebook page, and in the About section you have all of my contact information and how to get in touch with me in the ebook download.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, so what started you on this journey to write this book, The Ultimate Entrepreneurial Life Skills Handbook?
So my journey started, I was still working in the advertising industry up until earlier this year, actually. And what happens is there's a lot of ageism in advertising, right? So you reach a point in your career that you're either really settled in and moving a business forward, or you're starting to look for how you can take those skills elsewhere. And I had been looking for something different to do. I loved my industry, but I felt like it was time to stretch my legs and feel a little bit uncomfortable, right? I was too deep in my comfort zone. I took a couple of digital professional certification classes. Really enjoyed that. Things made sense. I felt more connected to the digital world. I had been speaking to the digital world for quite some time. But then, you know, I started really exploring this this internet economy. And there's a whole economy that for a certain segment of the population is, you know, it's there, but you don't know how to be a part of it. So I became very curious. And in July of last year, I attended a local event that talked to people like me who were in transition or who were full-time employees and that were looking for something part-time, that were looking for residual income, something you could do in your after hours. And at that event, it opened up this world of being an entrepreneur and doing and having an entrepreneurial journey online. And so that really catapulted my journey. And I started training. I started taking, you know, digital e-courses. I looked at e-tools, which was something new to me. I had never really liked learning through webinars, so that was a huge shift. And the cool thing about this was I had a lot of coaching, right? So I hired professional business coaches, and I had coaches that took me through this journey and kind of handheld me. Well, I think one of the interesting data points is online training is something that is so huge today. You see large universities that are shifting to online platforms. You looked at LinkedIn, or you look at Facebook, you look at social media in general. There is so much content out there that there really is no reason for anyone not to be learning something new every day. And so in saying that, I discover and I unveil one part of being an entrepreneur, and it means that we're always curious. We're constantly curious. And so I started to kind of make a list of what it meant to be an entrepreneur. And I think that at some point in the journey, it just felt right to flesh out some of the thinking and really as an acknowledgement to myself and understanding what being an entrepreneurial means. Does that make sense?
It does. And let's talk about right now there's someone listening to this program who has an idea and they're thinking, well, you know, I'm not really fulfilled at my current employment. However, they provide me with compensation, which allows me to have a steady income. What advice does your book provide to that entrepreneur who hasn't taken the leap yet? What are some of the next steps that they need to think about?
So I really don't feel like I'm in a position to give advice. But I do in the book, and it's not a very long book. It's maybe 30 pages. So that's why it's an ebook. In the book, what we do is we go through what it takes to be an entrepreneur. So when you think of being an entrepreneur, what skills come to mind? And a lot of times, I think there's this misconception for a younger generation, being an entrepreneur sounds really sexy and it sounds easy. And I can hear conversations with, I don't want to go to college. You know, I just want to be an entrepreneur. Or I'm going to get this smaller degree, but I need to learn by doing. And I completely respect that. And then I can see another mindset or another, you know, segment of the population that says, I'm too old. You know, I don't have time. I can't risk it. I can't. So I think if we bring all of that together, when you think of an entrepreneur, what are the skills that come to mind before the idea, before what am I going to do? What am I going to sell? I don't have a product. I don't have an idea. It's like, do you have the mindset? You know, are you a risk taker? Are you a visionary? Are you passionate? Are you courageous? Do you take action? And do you like to learn things? And so I write a lot about this on my Facebook fan page, actually. I'll go through and I have, if any of this is resonating, folks can sign up and become part of my email list as well. But I like to really focus on mindset and what some of those qualities are that we need to be able to take through an idea or a passion point and make sure that this is something that we want to continue to do. The other thing is when you're a risk taker, you have to understand that it's not always about success, right? So being an entrepreneur doesn't mean that you're working 5 hours a day and you're off at the beach and vacationing, at least not at the beginning. Being an entrepreneur means that you're grinding, you're working. You know, if you're in a corporate position or in a 9-to-5 job and you're putting in 12 to 14 hours and you're unhappy with that because you're unhappy with the work, or you're unhappy with the company, or you're unhappy with your environment, maybe that is a launching pad to take that energy and put it into something where you do have a passion and where you're working for yourself. Because at the end of the day, I mean, we're all part-time employees, right? We're all one paycheck away from being unemployed, unfortunately. We're all temp hires. And I think that if we can wrap our heads around that, and we can wrap our heads around the fact that if you're not working for, you know, to make your dreams come to life, you're working for somebody else's dreams to come to life. Whatever you want to do is fine. But if you're considering an entrepreneurial journey, understand that you are going to be working for yourself. And I think that was a big aha moment for me, too. There was one day when I was just like, I'm going to sit, you know, and bathe in the sun and sit on my balcony and watch the dolphins play for a little bit. And when I got up after a couple of hours and looked at myself in the mirror, I thought, you just cheated yourself of 3 hours of work. And the other side of that conversation is, well, I could afford it today. Today, I'm going to give myself those 3 hours of self-care in the middle of the day because that's what I want and what I need so that I can work a little bit longer. And so you define your own hours and you define, you know, your own income, basically. If you want to have more income, you work more. If you're okay not working for a couple of weeks, that's fine. And I think that that requires a lot of discipline as well, right? Discipline and being an action taker when it's necessary.
So as a follow-up to what you said about mindset and the qualities, can you go a little bit deeper into the mindset of what you feel an entrepreneur needs to have in order to be successful?
Very positive mindset. I think it's incredibly easy for all of us to fall back on self-doubt, to fall back on negativity, to fall back on that idea of being a fraud, especially, maybe this is a gender thing, I don't know, I'll be a little bit biased here, but I think 9 times out of 10, we're trying to get over this fraud syndrome of who am I to be talking to you about anything, and why would you believe me? Like, what's in it for you? But I also think that's the right way to think about it. You know, what kind of value are you bringing every single day to a conversation? What value are you providing to your audience? The other thing that was a big shift for me, even though I had this positive mindset and I believed in myself, I think I did. I tend to suffer of that fraud syndrome, right? The who am I and what's in it for you? But the shift has been bringing valuable content to folks, like the book, like this conversation today, this interview, and like my daily posts. I really do try to make sure that I'm bringing some sense of value. Being open to feedback is very important. So being very coachable, and understanding that you belong to an entrepreneurial community. And so being able to be social and reach out a lot more as well, and ask for help. I think a couple of things that I wanted to go into here. Working in the advertising industry, I always had a team around me. I always had someone I could go to get something done. So if I wasn't very creative, there was a creative designer or a graphic designer who could give me an idea or who could do it for me. If I had a tech glitch, there was IT. If I had a finance problem, there was a whole group of finance gurus. So there was always someone who I could go to as a resource. Well, when you're an entrepreneur and a solopreneur, you lose that network and you have to create your own network. You have to create a new group of people, and that takes a little bit of time. Bringing that sociability, that positive mindset, bringing about the can-do and the action-taking, that is critical. So if you listen to a webinar, do something with that today. You know, even if you're like acknowledging yourself that you listen to the webinar, but being an action taker is critical to being an entrepreneur. And when you don't have a set idea or product that you want to sell, then the learning process takes over until you find that. But I think that you can become an entrepreneur and you can do it 2 hours a day, 4 hours a day, 10 hours a day, however much time you have, just by starting to work on your mindset and really focusing on being in the right place mentally, and your energy and your emotions have to be in the right place, the idea will come, right? And I think the idea comes when you start internalizing where your passion points lie. I'm a huge education advocate, and I always looked for opportunities as an adjunct professor or, you know, a teaching gig here, a teaching gig there, standing up in front of a group or doing the extracurricular things at work. I didn't care. I just wanted to be teaching people. Well, I found out about online, you know, digital tools. And it's like, well, I can teach through webinars, and I can do this not only in my community, but I can do it all around the world. And it really made me, it sparked a passion in me, and it catapulted me in my entrepreneurial journey. But I didn't know that a year ago. I didn't know that 6 months ago. You know, it took walking down this path and the daily work, putting in the time to figure that piece out.
Do you find that when you're teaching a subject that it reinforces your learning?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why, I mean, if you're an action taker, you're going to learn something today. And I'll just give a simple example. If you don't have a Facebook fan page, if you don't have a Facebook personal page, and you understand the difference between a personal page and a fan page, and how you can manage your personal life and your business life on Facebook using social media, you just had an aha moment. It could be that simple. It could be that simple. And you want to share that with somebody. When you're sharing that with somebody, you are teaching it to someone. And in doing that, you have reinforced the learning in yourself. Just the shareability becomes a teaching moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Ms. Monica Duran, a new entrepreneur who is the author of the Ultimate Entrepreneur Life Skills Handbook, and she is based out of Miami, Florida. Monica, how can someone get in touch with you?
I can be reached via email at monica@thrivewithmonicaonline.com. That's probably the best way to reach me. You can also go to my Facebook fan page, which is Thrive with Monica Online. Or you can look me up on Facebook or LinkedIn as Monica Duran, and you will find my contact information there. You'll read about my past and the fact that I am currently an entrepreneur, and I work independently to help individuals and small business owners to thrive online.
And Monica, I wanted to thank you because I think we met via a new app that's new to me called Shaper. And I was looking for someone to help me with a website. I mean, not a website, but a presentation. And you immediately recommended someone. And I connected with the gentleman. And he did, as you said he would do, he delivered in a very short time. And I delivered that presentation on blockchain last week. So I want to thank you for that.
You're very welcome, Daryl. I find our story fascinating, right? It's the first time that's happened to me. So I was at a mastermind earlier this year. And one of the details that the...
And what is a mastermind?
A mastermind is a training session for entrepreneurs. It's when you like-minded people come together and you... go very deep into subjects around being an entrepreneur about, in this particular case, it was about digital e-learning tools. It was about managing our business and it was about launching our business. So I've attended two masterminds this year. And this particular one was in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, in March of this year.
Tough location, very tough location.
Well, you know, being locked up in a conference room 8 hours a day isn't fun, but let's just say that there was a lot of fun afterwards.
I'm sure.
That was a good part. In any case, that is where I learned, and it was ground into me that I needed to have a network of workers, right? And I'm a new entrepreneur, and I'm on a limited budget. I'm really concerned about expenses and stuff. And it's like I can't hire anybody right now, but I was thinking about it wrong. So they gave us a list of 5 different virtual sites where you can go and hire people. And to me, it's like, well, not only could I hire people, I could actually put my profile on those sites and be hired as a strategic planner for somebody across the country or, you know, whatever other skill I might have. If you're a graphic designer, if you're a content writer. And that is where I found the gentleman that connected you and I, because I put out a feeler to find a designer who might be able to help me with my logo and with the cover of my second book, not my first book, but the second book that I was already working on. And this is how I found the graphic designer that you and I now share. Funny enough, he's in Pakistan, right? Or is he in India?
Pakistan, right. Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful man. But this is the global economy and the power of the internet, right? And the power of our connectivity. And so I had a great experience with him, left him a great review. And lo and behold, he reaches out to me, 2 weeks ago? And he says, Monica, I have a US-based client who's looking for a reference. Would you mind recommending me? And I was a little bit iffy at first. I'm like, well, I already left your recommendation on this site. And he's like, no, you know, can they contact you? And I'm like, sure, let's just do this. And so it's trusting your gut, right? You're an entrepreneur. You're part of this international world. And look, Daryl, you and I got connected and here we are talking. You were just up the road. You're just up the coast from me. You're not even far.
That's right. That's
but
right.
It
That's
took
right.
somebody in Pakistan to connect us.
What a world economy we live in.
It's fascinating to me. I love it.
So, when you talk about ongoing education, continuous learning is just so important.
Yes.
And as I have talked to a number of entrepreneurs, it's getting them to realize that your business is your baby and it requires constant attention. What are some of the things that you have learned over the last 12 months being a new entrepreneur that you would like to share with someone who's thinking about taking that step?
As I've said, mindset is critical. But I think if as I internalize that a lot more, I have to acknowledge the fact that, you know, a couple of years ago when my kids went off to college and I started to feel the beginning of what it is to be an empty nester, I thought to myself, well, now what? You know, I've kind of achieved what I wanted in my career. My kids are off starting their own lives. Now what do I do with me? And what do I do with what I've done, what I have so far? You know, and so you go into this self-evaluation of where am I and where do I want to go? And that can be scary. It can be really scary. So if any of the listeners are in that spot, I understand, I can empathize, and it's a good place to be. The questioning and the wanting to do something more is fantastic fire, and you need to fuel that fire. What I did from there was I hired a coach, a business coach, and started to look at my values and look at what an ideal scenario was like. Again, it didn't come immediately to me that I wanted to do my own thing. I actually did some testing. I went to a center called the Johnson's O'Connor Research for Human Development and did some testing on what my innate skills were and discovered that I had already been acting as an entrepreneur my entire life. And so you start looking at yourself in a more intimate way, right? After that, I think that I have to acknowledge moms and parents, dads as well. I think if you're a parent, you're an entrepreneur, and each one of your children is a life project. And none of us come with a book in hand that say, this is how you're going to raise me. And the strategies and approaches that you have with one child don't work with the second one. So I look, you know, hindsight is 20/20. As I look at the way I raise my children, I have 26-year-old twins, a boy and a girl, very different, but they complement each other incredibly well, and I'm extremely proud of them. As I look at them, I think to myself, well, they were my first business. This is what I did for society. And I want to acknowledge parents for that. I want to acknowledge myself for that. It's hard being a parent. And when you do it, whether you did it right or wrong, you learned, right? I think as an entrepreneur, one thing that we hear a lot is get comfortable with failure and fail faster. Fail faster and learn. So don't get discouraged by the failures. Just understand what that message, what that lesson was, and move on. Like, move on to the next one. Get it going. And if you think about your kids and some of the things that you may have done really well with one that didn't work with the other one, you had to improvise, right? As an entrepreneur, you're always improvising. You're always thinking about what's next. And to your point, Daryl, the business becomes your baby and you see it grow. And the other thing is it takes time. I mean, things on the internet can be fast versus brick and mortar. I think brick and mortar, like franchises, are only supposed to, are either a go or a no-go in like 2 years. In the internet world, it can be 6 months, it can be a year, and you start gaining some traction, and boy, when you hit that traction point, it just flies. So you've got to be willing to put in the work. It is work, and you need to be committed, and you need to be consistent as you would with any other business and any other life.
There's a model that my dear friend and colleague, John Hoffman, we teach at Seton Hall University professional selling to the undergrad and graduate class. And John, as long as I've known him since 1993, 25 years now, he's always talked about understand what is the best practice, practice the best practice, and then get feedback from someone that you trust that's going to give you good feedback. And as entrepreneurs, we have to be the jack of many different trades. Yes. And so we need to understand the nuance of each of those. Even though we might hire someone else to do it, we need to understand the nuance of that.
Yeah, what I would add to that is you bring a very good point. And again, I come from a world where I always had teams of people that were doing stuff for me. I was leading the charge, but there were people around me. So it's scary to think, well, now what am I going to do? There's a world out there that can help you. And I think it's very important to acknowledge what you're good at, what you kind of sort of think you know, and stuff you really don't like at all. I think it's really important to have those three buckets so that you are spending your energy and your time, your precious time, on those things that will drive your business forward in a great way, and that you are outsourcing to a degree those things where you need a little bit more help. Concrete example, I am working on a presentation right now, and because of the conversation that I had with you, Daryl, and because of everything that's happened in the past week and a half or so, I'm actually thinking of going back to that kind gentleman that helped us both and just giving him the presentation. I had originally thought, you know what, I need to learn how to do this myself. I dabbled in a couple of classes, I did some tutorials, but I have been going on and on with this presentation for maybe a month when this gentleman could probably do it for me in 2 or 3 days.
So, yeah, what I did with him is that I created the presentation with my very bad graphics.
Exactly. That's where I'm at. You and I are on the same page.
And he made it sing.
He beautified it. Exactly. That's the smart way to do it, because it's your idea and you're the author, but you're actually giving the craft of beautification to somebody who has that skill set and can do it for you. You're employing someone. You're using your entrepreneurial skills as an employer, as a boss, as a director. Your finance skills, right? So you're moving your business forward at a faster pace. The other thing that's really huge to understand is you're either going to pay with time or you're going to pay with money. As an entrepreneur, you've got to get that in your head really early on. The biggest issue is if you don't know something and you want to learn it, fine, you're paying with time. Give yourself that time. If you know it, and you want to accelerate it and get it going because it's going to catapult your business to another direction, then give yourself that finance, pay for it, give it to somebody else, and use your business skills to drive your business forward. It's a very holistic view. I think if, you know, for your listeners who are in the corporate world, this is nothing new. For people who have been managing small businesses, this is nothing new. But we don't really talk about it in this sense. And I think it's important to acknowledge everything that we do and just be grateful for the time that we're living in right now. This is such a fantastic time where, because of the internet and technology, you can have a product in front of a prospective buyer in a matter of days, hours sometimes. It's just strategy and finding that person and understanding how to use the tools. That can be a little bit more of the bumpy ride. And damn it, how do I do this? And where do I click? And how do I connect these tools together so they're talking to my prospective clients?
Monica, believe it or not, we are at the end of our program. But I'd like for you to take the next 30 seconds to share your thoughts about entrepreneurship, and also to remind folks that you have the free ebook that is the Ultimate Entrepreneur's Life Skills Handbook at your site. If you could take the next 30 seconds to share your thoughts.
Keep me honest on the time here. So thank you again, everyone, for giving me this opportunity to talk to you about being an entrepreneur. I am a new entrepreneur. I think that brings a lot of benefits and a lot of freshness to the environment. If entrepreneurship is something that you have been thinking about, I would encourage you to download my ebook. Go to my Facebook fan page, Thrive with Monica. You can also go to thrivewithmonica.com/e-book. You can also email me at monica@thrivewithmonicaonline.com, and I'll be more than happy to send you the link. I am a consultant. I am a entrepreneurial coach. I am an affiliate marketer and I am a shopper marketer. My life has been in the marketing world. I love what I do and I have a passion for helping people and a passion for holding people's hands as they go through journeys or are considering the entrepreneurial path. It's a fascinating time to be alive. It's a fascinating time to be connected. So don't be afraid to reach out. I am here to help.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Monica Duran, the author and entrepreneur of the Ultimate Entrepreneurial Life Skills Handbook. That wraps it up for our program this week on Leadership with Daryl Gunter on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Have a great weekend. And remember, leadership begins with you.